The teacher shortage is a national phenomenon. And to be clear, it's not that qualified people don't exist. It's that they simply are deciding not to be teachers, or they're getting out of the field early. There are many factors, and Missouri stands out in at least a couple of areas. First, the starting salary for public school teachers is among the lowest in the country, at $31,842 a year. That's according to the latest data from the Learning Policy Institute. Missouri's also nowhere near the top when it comes to mentoring, retention, or student loan forgiveness of public school teachers. Dr. Stephen Kleinsmith, director of school and community partnerships at Missouri State University, says all of these factors together mean Missouri schools could be headed for a crisis. That's why he's helping put together a think tank in Springfield Thursday.
The Dean of Education for Missouri State College of Education, Dr. David Huff, was wise enough to see this challenge coming our way. It's coming. It's on us in many places throughout the country, Missouri especially.
The PDK poll of the public attitude toward public schools showed in 2018 that 54% of American parents would not like their children to choose teaching in public schools as a career. That's the first time a majority of parents have felt that way since this poll began tracking these numbers in 1969. Kleinsmith says that worries him.
We don't have enough teacher candidates going through the College of Education throughout America. That's just, the data is crystal clear on that. And then on top of that, you compound that with the attrition rate. We have teachers getting out of the profession much too early.
This means some schools are ending up with a very shallow pool of candidates when they go to hire, especially in rural or high-poverty areas. Another partner in this week's think tank is Care to Learn, which serves the hunger, health, and hygiene needs of kids throughout the region. Doug Pitt is the group's founder.
You know, if a kid's hurting, if a kid's hungry, if a kid is in maybe just having distress from being made fun of, you know, the clothing he's wearing, he could care less about math, right? English doesn't matter. Well, that becomes a teacher's issue at that point.
And poverty is directly related to the teacher shortage, experts say, because it adds extra stressors to the profession of teaching. Pitt says teachers are on the front lines of administering Care to Learn, since they're often the first to see a child's need.
We need great quality, compassionate teachers in the classroom who are educated not just in their field and expertise, but really anymore, they're social workers at the same time. But if we give them some great tools to alleviate some of that, it helps the classroom, the other students, just because of the distraction. Obviously, it helps the kid and the family, and it helps the teacher.
And many school districts in the Ozarks region are considered high poverty. Kleinsmith says Thursday's think tank will bring together teachers, school board members, former lawmakers, students, and higher education leaders to look at how to improve the teaching experience locally and to attract more qualified candidates to consider the field. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.